The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. You're actually home. And I mean that simply because it brings you to the reality of our existence. When we think about ourselves, our soul, most people don't. They think about the body as its entirety, and this is all of what life is. But soon enough, they realize when they travel a spiritual path and get introduced to another part of the existence, which is the soul, which is what's inside of us, they open up and they become they're raised to a higher level of consciousness. As you do that, you'll realize that you are a lot bigger than you thought. You realize that the people or your guides are with you all the time, every day, every minute. They are your guides that will get you through life. They never leave you alone. Not a bad thing, you know, and they're here. You've come as a team. I have said on the show before that our souls, we travel together. One of the examples I've used in the past, and I haven't used it in a long time, is if you were to go to the head of a river with a bunch of tennis balls and you dump them all in the river and you were to drive to the other end of that river, all those tennis balls would eventually show up together, meaning our souls travel together. When you leave this life and you go home, you will meet all the people, all the souls. There's no physical body over there, just the soul. You will interconnect and merge with every single one. The past lives that you've had, you will visit those. You will see other people from there. The life that you're having right now, people who's passed away already, left this life, you will reconnect with them on the other side. They're all a part of this great existence called the human life, as are you. To come here in a physical sense, when you leave and you go back to that spiritual world, it's like a celebratory party. They're welcoming you back simply because this journey as a human is kind of complex and it's difficult. But when you go back home, you're now familiar and able to communicate, not with words, because the language is not spoken there, which is good, because that means you can't lie. It's your existence and your being that you will connect with. When you go back to that side, you will realize what you were supposed to be doing while you were here. You will then see your purpose. If you didn't fulfill it because you left too fast, you might want to come back. And you do choose to be here. your choice, you being here, it was a choice that you made. As we are in this physical body, we are a expression of God. We're part of that spiritual existence. We are part of all this great thing. Only here we have a body so I could pick up a pencil or make a cup of tea. And unfortunately, we learn the bad things too. A lot of us are afraid to go home, not understanding that when you get there, you'll know what this life is all about. If you are living here in fear, you are doing something wrong. You're supposed to be out there. Maybe what you're supposed to deliver or come here to experience, you are purposely oppressing it, holding it back. Now we know why we sometimes get sick. We're not doing what we were supposed to be doing. Cultural experiences and a lot of the religious teachings and everything has taught us how we should behave. But within you, from time to time, you're feeling that this is not right. We talk about sin. And have you really thought about what is considered a sin? If you were to look at it from the biblical term, sin is saying you're doing something ungodly or against the rules of God. You are God. And if you did this, the word sin, if you look it up and look up the origin of it, you'll understand that it means fail, to fail. It is to fail. That's a simple breakdown part of it. Simply means failure. And they're saying from the biblical view that you fail to live in accordance to the rules of God. Again, let me say this. You are God. If you've ever had the opportunity to listen to anybody who's had a near-death experience where they're consciously somewhat here and more on the other side, they'll explain to you that you merge into everything that exists. You can hear conversations down the block because you're part of all that there is. You become that part, that thing. You're consciously aware. If you're lucky to come back, or I don't know if it's lucky or fortunate or good or bad, but you come back, you will be able to tell others of the experience that you've had there, have conversation with them that they had with you while they thought you're unconscious or not aware of what's going on, but you were there, you were listening, you've heard everything, and you're able to come back and explain all of what. This one particular thing that I was listening to, she expressed the fact that she was supposed to not make it through the night because she had some form of cancer. And when she went through this experience, of course, she realized exactly why she got sick and what was the solution to her not getting sick in the first place. But the reason she came back, she had something else to do. And the person that she was going to be doing that something with was still here in the physical sense. So she came back and stayed, fixed the body, cured the cancer, moved on, and now she's telling her story. I know that's deep. I know we're going real deep today, but I'm simply saying, do not live your life in fear. When you leave here, you are going to a glorious place. You're going, everybody ends up in the same place. Now, this is just me saying, I've said many times before that there is no up there or down there. There's no, none of that H-E double hockey stick place that we all talk about. And if you were to commit sin, you'll end up there. That's not the case. Culturally, we're bred it a certain way. And because of how we were bred it and what we believe, we tend to live our lives accordingly and try to walk this narrow path or, as to how to live. And they talk about a sin, but it's a fear. A failure. It is just a failure. You didn't comply to the rules to love in God. Therefore, you have sinned, so they say. But therefore, you have failed. You didn't do you didn't follow the rules. You didn't color within the lines or the box or those, whatever that phrase is. Wake up. Wake up and realize going home. I wish, and this sounds bad or morbid, that everybody could have that opportunity to come and realize that when you're consciously here and you are higher consciousness connected to the spiritual world, you have the best of both, which we do right now. You want to get to that to become realized. And if you study spirituality and you do all the work of the meditation and do some of the very hard work, you too will inevitably raise to this higher level of consciousness where you are alert, you're woken up, you've realized. When that is happening to you, you'll see yourself getting very large, not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense, or the conscious level is growing. As you do that, you'll realize that we are huge. We are powerful. We are an essence of God. You are God. You're part of it all. It's not separate. It's not different. He doesn't hold a higher position than you. More conscious, obviously, consciously aware, alert, awake. But you're the same. And I have said it many times. If a dog had a puppy, though that puppy is little, it is still a dog. Within time, it will fulfill itself, grow, and realize that he is the alpha. Wake up. Going home. You're preparing yourself. Now, another thing we want to say before all of that ends, and I know I'm talking a mile a minute because I have a ton of information and I'm trying to get it out of there, out of here before I forget. Karma. Karma. Do you know, and you've heard this, may have heard this many times, that when somebody lays under deathbed and they're about to go to the other world or leave from the body, you will often hear them talk about life, and some people has interpreted that as they did this, or they did that bad, or did this wrong, or whatever. They're confessing, was actually what I was told. You're in communication with a spiritual sense because you've moved to that higher level, as you are physically still connected to the existence of this reality. You're able to communicate with both. The conversation that you may be having and what you're talking about is having the conversation with your higher self on the spiritual side, but it's being heard on this physical side and people will question it. If you were told to come here to fix bicycles and you didn't, your spiritual guide or something from the other side could have said, may have said, you didn't do the bicycle thing. You didn't, you know, and you hear that. And we, of course, assume what we create an answer for what we think somebody sounds as if they're insane. If you have a job to do and you've come here, you choose to come here to do it. It was your conscious decision. If you didn't get to it, you will come back and do it again. Because that's why. And how? Why didn't we do it? Why didn't we go out and fix the bicycles or make them as we said we would? Well, you were distracted or led away by some other influence. The knowledge that's been presented to us by someone else is in this particular book or tablet or story. And we are to live in that level for the rest of our lives. And no one has ever thought about going above that. See what's there, experience what's there. How do you interconnect with what's there? When you go home, you will see everything, all the relatives, all the people you've been a part of, the good and the bad. You will encounter them. Going home is a pleasurable thing. Don't run out and voluntarily do it, but I'm saying when your time has come to an end, and it's a choice that we make, believe it or not, when our time has come to an end, we will end up in the very same place. Nobody wants to hear that Martin Luther King and maybe Hitler is out there shaking hands. Well, they both learned their skills from this existence. When they go home, they return to the same place. There is no up there or down there. It's just here. And you choose to come into a body to live as a spiritual being in a physical body. Please wake up. Wake up. We travel together. We're all connected. Every single thing that is a part of all of our existence is connected as the same. Everybody who's here in this program right now is connected to a particular station, let's say. Therefore, you are connected. Strip away all the physical things that ties us together, and you'll still see that you are connected. Look a little bit further down that rope of connectivity, and you'll see that everyone is the same. It's only different based on what we were told. That's the only difference. We're told to be good. And we try hard to be good. We try to stay on this path. We try to humble ourselves. But good and bad in itself is relative to the opinion of to you and others. If you've done something bad, you thought it was bad, and you're feeling guilty about it, well, that's the karma you're paying. That's the debt that you're paying. When you get to the end of this journey, you've paid it in full. So there's not a big old cell, cave, pit, hell, waiting for you anywhere. But we interpret good based on how we see it. And of course, if people aren't doing what we're doing, we interpret that as bad. But it's not necessarily the same, because it's not necessarily that different, because we don't know what the other person's purpose is supposed to be. And you will never know another person's purpose. So if you will never know another person's purpose unless they tell you, and you're trying to hoard them into one box of belief, you've got an ulterior motive. We are powerful. We are spiritual beings. We are the God in the physical sense. There isn't another one out there. And there is only one. When you go back home, and if you were the type that believed in the Buddha or Muhammad or Krishna or whoever you followed, you will encounter that person, that being, that entity, that source. You will encounter it simply because it's what you followed. When you get there, you realize that all the ones that you said, they're all the same. I've said many times that when you're praying to the same source. Any body of water you see out there, they're all connected. You may think, no, not the lake up there. Yeah, well, yeah, of course it's connected. And the water will circulate all the way around all the time. As that and all of us, we are all connected. We are all the same. I simply say, just wake up. We tend to repress what we're supposed to be just to follow some rules. We are only the expression of God in a physical. We do have people guiding us, spiritual guides, not in the physical sense, shouldn't have one in the physical sense, but we do have a spiritual guide, several of them, that will guide us, saying we are never alone. Wake up. Tap into your spirituality. Learn how powerful you are and understand that you are the God in a physical sense. There isn't. We are told to be humble and be good. And some culture says, well, someone will take care of you. And when you leave the care of your home, you go into maybe another sort of relationship and somebody else will take care of you. And when you're too old to maneuver and do all the things you used to be able to do, someone will take care of you. The someone that has been waiting to take care of you since day one is a spiritual guide, and they walk you on a path of least resistance. They don't encourage you to suppress who you are or the reason that you've come here, because that makes us afraid and that makes us sick. We carry undue stress, and in oppressing your true self, your body's, the soul inside you is going to be screaming, let's get out of this suit, get the jacket, let's get out of this body, let's get out of there. And this begins the trauma. When you get to the end of your journey, you've paid your karmatic debt. When you go home, there's a party happening for you. They're glad, you're being congratulated, you're being told, and then you get to see the whole picture. The whole picture. If you're a swimmer, when you're in that water, your head's down, you're going like crazy. If you were to watch the video after the, you know, maybe a race or something, you'll understand. You'll see the whole picture because you weren't looking at it. You had your eyes closed, as we all do now. Wake up. Welcome to the Barrington Show. What we do here is to try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. And we want everybody to be happy and live a fulfilled life. We want you to understand that you are the God. You wake up to your own reality and realize that you're all powerful. Every single tool that you need to get through this life has showed up with you in the spiritual sense. It's within you. I call it the pouch or the toolbox. Go in there and find the tool that you need to fix the life that you're having. The guides are there. You talk to them. They'll talk to you. If you ask questions, they will answer you. If you didn't get the answer, means that you're not supposed to be doing it. Wake up. I remember very long time ago, I had a dream. And in the dream, I was in the physical sense and we're standing on top of a cliff, like a mountain cliff sort of thing. And there's angels just swooping down into the valley and bringing people up. This is in the dream. And the one that was closest to me, and I asked the guide who I was aware of being there, ask what's happening, and the answer was, oh, they're being raised to a higher level of consciousness. And the person that I saw, the face that I saw, looked at me as this words were being said, was the religious leader I used to follow, I used to believe in all the time, I still do, but I know what his purpose is, and so on. But I was told, you're being brought to a higher level of consciousness. I've never been the same since, simply because I know that there's more. Welcome to the show. Thank you all for being a part of it. All of those from wherever you are in the world listening to this program, I appreciate you being there. To the longtime listeners, the new listeners, and everybody else, please welcome home. Whew, that took a while to get there. I needed to get a couple of things out, and I just wanted you to hear that before we move on to what we're talking about. Simply, let's check to see if we have any emails there.
And we do have some emails, folks, if you're just tuning in. Of course, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can write us right now, live. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Cassie writes in, hello, Cassie. She says, Barrington, I know you've talked about a soul many times, but what actually is a soul? That's from Cassie. Thank you, Cassie. Diane said, regarding your parable of the tennis balls, I suck at tennis. Okay, Diane. We will address that. Paul wants to know, when we leave this earth, how many times do we come back? Is it infinite or just a few times? That's from Paul. Lance said, he said, if I'm my own God, Barrington, I didn't get my lotto numbers from last night. Okay. Mitch says, whose choice is it to go home, as you state? Our own choice? How do we do that? Do we decide when we're going to die? I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. That's from Mitch. Carrie, kind of similar, I guess. Let me see here. Carrie says, where is the place that we do go to when we do die? That's from Carrie. Greg said, Barrington, you just talked about a dream in which you said there were angels. Are there angels? What are they? Who are they? What do they do? And that's from Greg. Lisa says, if you could please expand on what you mean by spiritual sense. I'm not sure I follow you. That's from Lisa. And last one here. Barb says, I love that term, karmic debt. Is that something you made up, or is that something really in philosophy? And that's from Barb. Back to you.
Hey, Barb, I'm going to address that one first because that's where I'm starting. Karmic debt. We think we have karma to pay at the end of the day, and we call debt. You know, we know what we have to pay stuff. It has a name, or pay back. It has a name. Did I make it up? I don't think so. I may have heard it somewhere else in the past. And we don't have a debt to pay when we're done. We've paid our debt by living in the human body. The term, I really have used it for years. I don't quite remember how it came to me, but it's karma and a debt. And if you feel that you have to pay back for something that you've done, that's the term I use to express that. I hope that answers your question, Barb. By the way, you don't have one to pay. You know, you're paying for it now as you live your life. You're paying for it as you go. They don't, I owe you one, doesn't exist in that world. And if you've done something wrong, the just the thought of bringing it around with you, or thinking about it, or even looking over your back, or you know, hiding from somebody, or having to relocate because of something you've done wrong, you're paying for it. And it's not a free ride. You will pay. But it's not at the end of your journey because, you know, a lot of people would skip out on that bill. You know what I mean? So you pay for it as you go, as you journey through life. It happens right now. You're doing a life sentence for the, you're doing your sentence for the things that you may have done that you perceived as wrong. If you didn't, there's nothing to pay. There's no payback. Lisa, spiritual sense is when you make a conscious decision and you're more thinking of along the line of spirituality. The sense or the power behind that is you're making those decisions and you're planning all these things based on a spiritual existence. How would this work? It's kind of like abiding by the laws of the land. You understand? And you make your decisions as through life based on being spiritually aware. You have to be in a higher level of consciousness. I'm going to look into that a little bit more because that's pretty deep. But the sense of just being aware of its existence is the spiritual sense. And if you live on this land and you're sharing it, you probably do because you can hear me, with everything that lives here, one of the fundamental rules are you should not take another life. And I know some of the biblical books out there say, one should not kill, thou shalt not kill. Yeah, it's going to change if that person was trying to kill you. But into the willingness of just going into this world and ending a life, any life, a bug's life, you know, an insect's life, an animal's life, a human being's life, that's what one of the rules state clearly. They have made their own conscious decision to be a part of it, and you shouldn't do it. Accidents happen, which is out of our control. Things do happen all the time. That's our spiritual sense. I just had to say that. Okay. Angels in the dream. Greg asked about the angels that I saw in my dreams. Well, we believe there are angels. Are there angels? If they're out there, they're not flying around. And if they are, we would see them. And maybe some war countries would shoot them down because they're identified, flying, unidentified things flying around. Your angels would be your spiritual guides and the one that are here to guide you through. And when you've made a mistake and you're not thinking clearly and you've lost all sense. A lot of people who's taken heavy drugs will tell you many times they've had a personal conversation with God. Well, that's you having a conversation with yourself saying, I should get out of this rut, get off this mountain, stop doing this. It is wrong. Your angels are the name we call spiritual guides. A lot of people refer to them as angel. They even had a name for them like Gabriel or Michael or, you know, all these other names that's out there. But they're your spiritual guides. Are they there to help you? We're all a part of one big team. So anybody can reach a handout for you. If, you know, I've said this on some of the shows before. If you're trying to walk into a pool and duck your head underneath the water until you become unconscious and eventually die, it won't happen. That observer, that guide that's with you all the time is going to say, after they smack you in the head and says, get up, let's get out of here. Same thing would happen if you try to starve yourself in the presence of food. See, you become incoherent and that guide will pick you up and take you to food and you'll find food. This is after you've, you know, maybe eaten everything. If you're restrained by a physical chain of some sort like that, no, it's not going to happen. Or if you tie a brick to your foot, a block, it's good. You're going to have a harder time being resisting it. I've heard many times they say people who's jumped out of the windows, the first thing they do is regret their jump. But unfortunately, because they're in the midst of the fall, they can't correct that. Just hope for a very soft landing. I've heard that recently, and it's actually true. That you will regret it because the observer is taking over at this point. Well, what are you doing? Are you, stop it. You know, unfortunately, your physical body will have to react to gravity and you will inevitably fall. I love these questions today. We get to choose when we leave. As we chose when we come. That's a conscious decision. There's an accident. And I've known a lot of people, and I've told you the story before. I had a family member, older, my grandma, and she decided she didn't want to be here anymore. And she said that. She said that. She didn't want to be here anymore. And what she did in the last few weeks, she called everybody. And had a conversation. We went and sat down with her and made videotapes of her talking. And you know, and eventually we got a call 2 or 3 weeks later that she's gone. And we clued in at that moment going, oh, well, she did say it. She didn't want to be here anymore. So we have the ability to make that choice. And what we're doing that is we're shutting down the live parts of the body. And the soul is now saying, hey, you know what? Let's go home. Let's get out of here. We've had enough. Vacation's over. The sun's too hot. I've got too much rum punch in my belly or tequila. I want to go home. It's like ending your vacation. That was a conscious decision that you made. Because of understanding the spirituality and the lives that we've lived and the life that we're living, you are able to determine on the spiritual side, when will it end? You have forgotten that. We all did, simply because right now nobody can accurately tell you the end of their hour. But if left alone, we would definitely be able to find out. When do we check out? What time is check out? Okay. Yeah, Lance, I'm sorry about the lotto numbers. Unfortunately, on the spiritual side, they don't understand that. They don't even know what it means. And can somebody get the, because that would be cool. You know, you could call up a previous relative and say, hey, what's the numbers for this weekend? Hook me up. Yeah, that. Imagine how that would work. Then everybody would be winning. But anyway, the point being is that no, you're not. The lotto numbers, in my opinion, is pure luck, if there's such a thing. However, it's been proven, and you'll hear these this from the lotto people all the time. When somebody has won and they've come in to claim the prize, that person has always said and will always say, I knew I was going to win. I've heard that many times. They knew it was going to happen. So if that's the case, and you are planning to wanting to win this prize, the lotto, just know it's going to happen is a step towards it happening. Because as you are putting that out there in the universe, it's coming towards you back. You're calling in for that. But I say this all the time when we talk about things like that, be careful of what you're asking for, because it's not designed for everyone. Be very careful. We play because a lot of us believe we don't have hope. Well, we do. We have hope. We have great and we're amazing. And we just want more because we're simply comparing ourselves to someone else who's got their own agenda. The worst day in your life is better than the best day pretending to be somebody else. The worst day. But if you learn to live without fear, if you learn to live your true self, you're not having a bad day. You've heard me say many times, if you find that job that you truly love and you truly love it, you'll never have to work another day in your life. Same thing happens. And going back to the lotto thing there, you can will these things in, but you have to know it's going to happen without a doubt. Oh, Paul, you're asking about how many lives do we live and do we choose to come? And I answered the question earlier about choosing to leave. Paul, we all could live many different lives. And I think as a generation progresses, we do this time, we do that time, and you could live hundreds of lives. It's a rotating belt. Stick a piece of a chewing gum on a conveyor belt and just wait there. It'll come back. Well, we're doing the very same thing. We choose to be here, and we choose the family we want to be with. Now, please, everyone, don't say, why would I pick this? Well, you picked it because it seemed appealing to you, and you wanted to come maybe to change it, maybe to get the experience. We've heard stories of people wanting to know what it was like to be in a part of a knife fight. Because the human flesh or the human body itself, it's really not, it's hard to explain, man. We're like a blade of grass, and it's not a big deal in the real sense of our existence. It's just like like buying a winter coat, and we love it. It's amazing. It's new. If you live somewhere where you need a winter coat or a good pair of shoes, how's that? You buy a fancy pair of shoes and you love it, and eventually toss it in the closet, and then you go back with your life. The shoe, even though you had this love for it or this passion for it, doesn't really represent your life, nor does the human body represent our spiritual existence of all of life. Where do we go? We don't go anywhere. We don't go up there. We don't go down there. We're here. We're just here and we're now, and we're in a conscious being in the now, which is where we're supposed to live and be kind to everybody and be happy with everyone and live this perfect life. Diane, I'm sorry about your tennis skills. The whole illustration of that was just to say that we're on the same current, they're on the same wave. They all go in the water together. I hope you understood that. I got that message. But tennis is one of the, you could practice and be a lot better, or quit blaming yourself for not being at the level that you think you should be. Keep practicing. The game will get better like everything else. But your desire is it's what's going to make it real for you. If you love it, you're going to be good at it. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Cassie, you're asking about the soul and what is it? It's the energy that makes us who we are. The soul resides within the body. It's like the driver in a vehicle. You sit in the front seat and you navigate and you press the gas and the brakes and, turn on the windshield. You're operating it. The soul is everything that makes us who we are. It's the energy of life. And this is all that we are, was just energy. In the body, we just represent the breath. When you're passing out of this body to go into another life, another existence, the breath leaves the body and it turns, it merges back into all that there is. Like when you take an ice cube, or take some water out of the ocean or the river, anywhere you see water, and you make an ice cube of it, if you leave it there long enough, that water will find its way back to its original source, which is all one, which is all connected. Your soul is, I don't know if I could say it's the engine in the car or the fuel that makes the engine run, that propels the car, that makes it run. So if the body, if you, the driver, would be, say, the mind or the brain, and the engine is the will to go and all the desires that comes with it, the fuel would probably be a good source to say, because without the fuel, nothing else works. Without the energy of the soul, where does it come from? It's everywhere. It is everywhere. You can't throw a brick without hitting a soul in the head. It's just an expression, but it's everywhere. And when you merge into a body, it's within the body, and it's in the dog, it's in the cat, it's in that little ant that's crawling across the floor. It is the desire or the ability to make your fingers twitch or move or jump or flex your muscles. But the soul is within you. It's your spiritual connection, your connectivity to the spiritual world. When the body is old, broken, diseased, or you've had a bad accident, that will leave you and go back to its source. The body only provides the ability to have physical contact with anything and have words to use. And it's sad because we use those words to hurt people. And the doctors that are listening, be very careful how you give bad news to the patients. Be very careful, because they will internalize that and they will shut down. They will shut down. I've heard stories of people didn't even know they were sick until the doctor told them. And then from that moment, they just slipped off the edge of the rock and boom. I don't know if there's a better way to break it to them about what they need to do. But when you put a date, you've got 6 months, you got 3 months, oh, you got tonight, you are telling them to shut down. This is something you need to reconsider, because the patient who's hearing this will believe every word you're saying and just pull the plug on themselves. I don't know how else you're going to deliver that message, but be very, very mindful of what you're doing. And we've covered all the questions that we had. Who chooses when we go? Mitch asked that question. So this is it. I hope they answered your question. Everybody, you're listening to Barrington. Thank you for being a part of the show today. There's a book out there, Barrington, Awaken an Ascension Guide. It's there. I wrote this a while back, and I need you to be able to, it aligns you to your true purpose. It puts you in the path that will get you to your true purpose. That's what it's about. I've spent quite a few years doing this and studying it, and I'm presenting it as a guide to help you, Awaken Ascension Guide, to help you to find the path that you should be on. We're being told many different things, and we tend to believe a lot of it. And people who has gone through the near-death experience, is called the NDE, will come back and tell a story of what they've experienced. And of course, the first thing we do, start calling them crazy and not believing anything they're saying, and start believing what they were told to believe. Just wake up. Wake up. I have a whole script of things here that I wrote down, and I wanted to go through them today. I just realized we're down to about 15 minutes, and it's been an awesome time for me, because I needed to explain a lot of things about going home that hopefully people here won't be afraid. I use words that may sound belittling, like our bodies don't really matter all that much, and we're going to leave it, and the wealth that we accomplish, we're going to leave it. And you never one day see Brinks going to a funeral home or anywhere beyond that, because it's a physical thing. And when we merge away from this life and we merge back into a spiritual existence where we've lost the physical, like I said, when you get home, there's a party waiting for you. Maybe somebody snuck some vodka in or tequila, but it's a celebratory re-entering into your your home, and you were only here for the visit, much like the vacation. Preparing yourself to go home, and don't you worry, there is no down there. I know I'm saying it, and in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, what if there is? Well, there isn't. There's no down there, there's no up there, it's just here. And when you choose to come here, it means you're coming into physical existence. The spiritual soul is merging into the physical body to make you a human being. Or dog, you are who you are. And you've had a purpose to come, and you have something to deliver or something to experience. If that is you, please bring it out. Imagine if you had this amazing ability and you had a solution to stop world hunger, but you decided, I don't want to do that. I'm gonna watch an MMA fight this weekend. Well, then you're depriving everybody else of that gift. So find yourself. You are an expression of God. I need for everybody to understand that. We as a group of people travel together, the family that you're a part of. When I was many, many years ago, my son and I were talking, and we do this thing trying to find past life regression when he was little, and I had to stop doing it because I didn't want them to think they could just jump back into yesteryear. And he expressed to me that his coming from this family and who he was and what he looked like. And we just had this conversation very briefly, and he expressed to me that he was coming from a family and he wanted to come to live with this family to see how we do things. Another son of mine, and I've said these things on the show before, told me he was a ruler, and he was being forced all the time to tell untruth to the people. And he wanted not to do that anymore. The job that he had, his position, I don't know, maybe he was a politician or whatever, but he was to tell the people BS, and he came to live with us. My oldest son, when I found out what he was there, he says his job is just to hold us together. Really? His job was to keep us together. And you just find out these things. Everybody has a purpose, and you can ask them what it is. And if they know, they will share it. If somebody's volunteering you this information, be questioned. Question it as to why are you telling me this? I should follow you. And the groups that we all join, they have a plateau. There's a top. You shouldn't go above this level. Everything you need to know is in this tablet. Well, what about the tablet, and where did it come from, and how did it get here? You've heard me talk about the Akasha library, that everything is being recorded. A lot of people in this planet, in this body, is able to go there and read what is written down. I never did ask them what was the language, but I suppose it wouldn't matter. Somewhere out there in the spiritual world, your history is written down, and you chose your path and you made a record of it. Deep, I understand. Is it real? Yes, it is. Become more spiritually involved. Wake up. Just wake up a little bit. We've all become victims of our culture. What we truly are is just pure consciousness. But because of how we were raised, we tend to follow this box. And even worse than following this box, we're told to criticize or not to be friends with or not to follow, or they don't have it right. So naturally, if you're from a Jewish faith or the Muslim or you follow the Quran or Hinduism or Sikh or whatever religion that you follow, you generally believe that yours is the right one. I like to say there's over 30,000 religions out there. They're all silly and made up and foolish except for yours, right? One thing you must be note of, everybody, all these groups of people has their own gods, but they all share the same devil. How's that work? So many different religions, so many different gods, but one devil. Come on. He must be really busy if he was alive or real. Do we have anything else?
And we just have two more emails that came in. Anne wrote in from Boulder, Colorado. She says, listening to your show, it's fantastic. I am hooked on a lot of the things you are saying. Thank you for the advice. That's from Anne. And lastly here, Lionel writes in. He says, if there's no hell, Barrington, are you sure? I want to make sure because I don't want to go down there and suffer the rest of my life. Thank you. That's from Lionel. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you. Lionel, that's interesting. So wait a minute. Let me just throw this out there. So if you truly believe that there isn't one, and you know, I'm not going to try and convince you. I just want you to do your own research and you will get the answer. The answer is no, there isn't one. But are you going to change your life and, you know, do the devious things or, you know, defy the rules of God? No. Listen. There is no place like that. If there is one, we're living in it right now. I just had to do battle with people all week trying to collect contracting fees and whatnot. Anyway, how worse than hell could that possibly be? Anyway, no, we don't go up there. We don't go down there. And you've heard me say this, and I've gotten calls and people criticizing me. You don't get to go to a place where you hold hands and sing Kumbaya and drink milk and honey. No, that doesn't happen. First of all, how are you going to drink when you don't have lips? You know, think about that. Singing when you don't have vocal, wait, no, actually you don't have a body. You don't have a body. And once the substance of this earth that makes our body will remain here forever. When you're leaving, you're not going somewhere else and get a body. You're a spiritual existence. That's the soul. So yeah, you're safe to let loose and enjoy life. Sorry, I say that loosely, no pun intended, but enjoy life. That's the whole thing about it. You must enjoy life and do not live in fear. When you go home, you go home. The party's over. You've done the dance. You've paid your piper, which is a karma. And now you're returning to a place of to all that there is. When you go home, you're not. You're not waiting at the door outside to pay an entrance fee. You're going home to a victorious place. And the sad thing is, and it's not sad. Let me remove that word from. The thing is, the people that we see here that's done what we consider very bad things, they're going to be there too. But the good thing is, everybody there is of the same essence. The same piece, the water that's in the ocean, it's all the same because it's come from the same source by the same method, much like we did. There is no up there. Lionel, let loose, have fun. Don't hurt nobody. Love yourself. Be courageous to everybody in everything you do because you are the be all, you are the end all. You're the top, you're on the top shelf. This is what it's all about. We hold back and repress. You do live very multiple lives. But before I go there, you will understand that if you're holding yourself back, as the word sin suggests, you have failed. That's what it means. You have failed. Live your life to the best of your ability and enjoy it. Don't hurt nobody. Be the best person you could be. If you don't have to take a life, don't. Any kind of life, don't. Live well. Eat good food. Take care of yourself. Know how powerful you are. And the little mundane things in life that sets us off. How many times you drive down the motorway and you want to flip somebody the bird? Or honk really hard. And when you really think about it, it's a small thing. You're just annoyed for that moment. Do not let that single moment defy the rest of your life. Be like the sun and just be. And you do a lot of good for yourself. Don't allow yourself to oppress or hold back. You're making yourself sick. So our show today is called Home, and it's just for you to understand that fear and death is one of the worst things we could possibly do, but that we learn from society. We've learned from society. And even on top of that, they're telling us if you don't have certain amount of money when you're at this age, then you're going to be suffering. So that adds to your stress. And now you're afraid to get old, but you are going to, because it'll happen. You can't stop that water from flowing, though you try. But the things that frightens us the most is, of course, we worry about getting old and then worry about dying. How could dying be a bad thing if it means you're going to a place where there's no heartaches and no pain? No body to have a heart for you to have pain. I've always questioned, you know, they say you're going to go to this down place that they talk about, the H-E double hockey stick, that I don't like to say hell, but I just did. They talk about that. And you're going to burn, and locusts will eat your flesh, and this will happen, and that will happen. And I've always thought, well, if I die and give my flesh to the earth, what's going to be burning? Well, how am I going to see all these things happen, and I don't really have the eyes for it? And those are the things I question. But I find it, and I say it again, very fascinating that we have one devil. Wow, he must be busy, busy person. And thank you very much for your email. I appreciate that. And thanks. Hope that what we say, what we talk about all the time will give you some sort of guidance. Not suggesting you don't have any. I'm simply saying that what we do is just open a door for you to take a look inside to see if there's another way. When we have when somebody are down or depressed or they have substance abuse issues, they're very simple to fix and cure, like your body. I don't know if you've heard this before. You can fix, cure, heal your body. You just have to know how to do it. And it doesn't involve this injection or that pill or anything. It's a matter of a conscious decision to say, I am going to choose to live. And that being said, the body say, oh, if you want to be alive, well, Jesus, I have to get rid of this limp or that something. And so be it. You may have a purpose that you have to carry out, and being alive will certain help with it. If you missed your mark on this turn, you do have the right to choose to come back. And somebody asked earlier about how many times do you come back? Oh, we've heard many stories, thousands of people. I was told at one point, this is number 50 for me. This is my 50th time doing that chewing gum on the conveyor belt, but this is my 50th go around. I don't know if that's actually true. And I've said that many times that maybe it was, but I don't know that for myself. I was just told that based on some past life regressions that I've done in the past. Soon enough, I will know. Soon enough, you will know. Within time, everything will come to you and the truth will reveal itself, or the BS of life will disappear. Either one. I don't know if the egg came before the chicken, but you will know. That's the bottom line. Thank you very much for that. And I appreciate you taking the time to drop us a line. For everyone else, it's been a wonderful time. I didn't even crack open half of what we're supposed to talk about today, but it's all good. I love the reviews I get from you guys. I love the feedback and the emails. I appreciate it. I try my hardest to respond to them as best as I can. Lots of love for you. Just reaching out. It's also telling me that you're paying attention to it and you're probably taking a step towards living the life pain-free, happy, full of love. All we're saying is be the best person you could be. Live healthy, take good care of yourself, proper rest, proper grooming, all these things. It is your birthright. If you are coming for a short visit, maybe you don't have to be concerned, but at this stage, we don't know if we're here for a short visit or a long, long visit of later days. It's been near 100 that seems to be holding us bay. But in the midst of getting there, please take good care of yourself. Enjoy what you do. Be happy all the time. Your glass is half full all the time. When something happens, very minimal. Don't make it a big deal. An ant goes crawling across your floor. Do not think of getting a grenade bomb to get rid of it, because the impact of it is going to have way more detrimental effect on your part. So thank you very much for being a part of the show. As I say goodbye to you, we'll talk next time. Have a good day. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.